Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we've been talking about the 4th of July, you know, the Declaration of Independence signing day, where we got our independence from Great Britain. By the way, that was the day that Americans decided that we have to be independent from England. We have the King of England. We have to be separate from the King because of taxation, without representation. And one of the primary things that brought it to that point was pilgrims that were wanting to come to, well, actually were wanting to worship God. And they became pilgrims because they had to, because they were, the king was not, queen was not letting them worship God. Mm-hmm. And so with that, they went and eventually came to America and to freely worship. And ultimately, you know, here we were, you know, the Declaration of Independence was signed. And it said, you know, that we, and you can see this on the VFN TV blog. We have it available for you. Just go to VFNTV.com and click on the blog. It was a big statement because it was saying, you know, which says something very significantly, that it comes a day in time when every American, everyone who declares a loyalty to America, who stands up and waves the flag, who says, you know, that America is, it's an, its original intent, the American original intent was right. It was a right thing to do. The pilgrims said, we had no choice. We'd rather die here freely worshiping God than, you know, staying in the Church of England where the king was over the church and that, you know, it was not right. You couldn't freely worship God. And which just goes to show you there comes a day in time. Think about this, Pat. There comes a day in time. Just like it happened when Jesus was walking on the streets of Jerusalem, mm-hmm. you know, and Capernaum and all the areas in Israel, that, you know, what is, well, may have been right at one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason why we're all speaking English today. It's one of the most biggest, largest language. Maybe Mandarin is now, maybe because it's got such a big population there.
Yeah.
But, that it was right to say, we're going to have to break away because you will not let things be as they're supposed to be to freely worship God. And so if we wave the flag today, mm-hmm. if we wave the flag today and we sing the Pledge of Allegiance and we declare our allegiance to the Constitution of the United States that says every man is created equal, you know, and their rights come from God. Mm-hmm. The right to pursue, you know, happiness and all the wonderful things that it talks about, then, you know, there seems to become a time in every generation that, you know, what was authentic and what is still authentic didn't move. It didn't progress. It didn't continue to follow when the cloud moved. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like the old wineskin and the new wine. One thing they have in common is they're both God. And so we mm-hmm. have to be real careful in honoring what is, while at the same time refusing to dishonor God when he's actually doing a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is really not a new thing. It's just going back to his original intent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in Revelation, he says, the church of Ephesus left their first love.
Right.
You know, and today so many things are being talked about what's loved. You know, I love this. I love that. But do we love Jesus
mm-hmm.
as our loyalty to the Lamb? And I think all of us can be challenged. I can be challenged in the area. But when you hear Mike Bickle at IHOP, you're like, oh, my goodness. Lord, make my obsession going after you and seeing your beauty and your splendor. Lord, show me your face. Lord, help me get past everything man has created so I can get into your presence, for it's all going to fade away. That everything I see is temporary, but everything I don't see is eternal, and I will live with you forever. I want to know now who I'm going to see spoken about prophetically in Revelation chapter 4. Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, Elijah said. And you're surrounded by the four living creatures that are crying out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, worthy are you, Worthy are you? Why is he worthy? Because he took away our sin. There was nobody like him. There's nobody. All these false religions and all these people that are coming up with a different Jesus. Listen, there's only one Jesus. And you're called into his presence. You're called into an abiding relationship with him. Listen, just like in the founding of America, everybody who is committed to this great nation of America, and that we want it to come back to its original intent, you know, and quite often it's like, I want everything cut except for what I'm actually receiving, you know, but when you say go back to your original intent, you got to be willing to be cut yourself. You know, you got, it's all adjust.
Right.
And that's a huge adjustment because we've come a long ways from the original intent. But in regards to God, I mean, think about it. They made a decision and we celebrate every Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We celebrate if people even remember anymore, you know, we celebrate that pilgrimage coming over from England to America, to Plymouth Rock. We celebrate every 4th of July that we signed a document that we have locked down. It's locked down. Mm-hmm. It's locked down in millions of dollars worth of security, you know, under pressurized vacuum mm-hmm. and alarms and everything. What is it? It's a paper that was signed. What is the sign? It's the signing of our Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. So there was a day that we had to declare our independence from that which took us away from God. Mm-hmm. And then the Declaration of Independence declares, and the Constitution declares, that we did not leave our God. As a matter of fact, this allows us to worship our God freely. And it says to the government, don't go there.
Right.
You know, which they're going there.
Yeah.
You know, don't go there. And so I want to encourage you that when you see somebody waving a flag for America, you know, it's time for us to wave the cross for Jesus. You know, we want to get back to the cross. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be hearing, you know, in the future, and you may have heard last week, you know, Steve Hill said, you know, religion is hanging around the cross. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just hanging around the cross. But those who are really going after God are getting on the cross. But Jesus said this. Mm-hmm. He said that unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross, you can have no part of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so we got to get up on the cross. We got to deny ourselves, our ideas, our thoughts, our, you know, in regards to if it's different than what Jesus is saying.
Right.
You know, we just kind of say, it's up to you, Lord. I mean, I'll just follow you. Mm-hmm. You know, and with that, you know, we're talking about the 4th of July, and I mentioned yesterday, I want to say this real quick, like, that the English language, remember, we're talking about, to our surprise, you know, ask Pat, remember, I asked you, when did the English language get? You know, I still haven't found it yet, right? We're still trying to master it down south. It's tough down south for us.
Yeah, very tough.
Hopefully we're not like Bubba and whatever that thing. Anyway, so it's in the 4th, the 5th, the 5th and the 4th and 5th century, right around there, is when English started coming, the old English started coming to pass. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we're talking about, you know, what we have an assumption that, you know, Jesus spoke English, mm-hmm. where we're talking about, you know, these call to prayers that happen, you know, over the environment where a mosque goes up, that, you know, the trap that you can fall into is the fact that since Jesus speaks English and I speak English, these words being uttered over me 5 times a day, you know, and it's actually more than 5 times, because in that call to prayer itself, they say things 4 times, 2 times. Right. So you think, add all that up, 365 days. I mean, you can add, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That it does matter what words are being loosed in the air. It does matter, because you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. You're wrestling against, you know, Ephesians 6:12. And so, and what the Lord will do, you know, the Lord just turns us over to things. Mm-hmm. If you haven't yet gotten the teaching on VFN TV, you got to go there. It is, you know, is America under judgment? Mm-hmm. And it just presents the evidence, totally right. Presents the evidence. And it's, you know, looks at what's going on and then what God says about it. Looks what's going on, what God says about it. And then, but ultimately, to encourage you that, you know, God loves us and has a plan for our life, and there's no sin too big that he can't forgive. But these things get, he turns us over to things so that our flesh would be destroyed, but we would be saved. and hope that it would actually bring us to a place of repentance. Mm-hmm. And so, but think about it. If there's three phases of judgment based in Romans chapter 1, we can stop. You know, we can stop before we get to the second phase. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's just stop here. Okay, I got it. And so I just want to encourage you this morning that though you're seeing some things go on, you know that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And that, you know, with him and following him, despite what men says, because when you're transitioning from like when George Washington will be, I think in the extra hour day, you'll be hearing, you know, the story about George Washington and this awesome man of integrity who says he fully believes that God is involved in the affairs of men, and that he read from the Bible and when he was being sworn into office, and that, you know, I mean, just a real man of integrity. So hear a little bit about him today, since we're talking about the 4th of July and how he got here. But it just, when they sat down, they said, listen, we can no longer do that anymore. We're going to do this. There was a battle that ensued. So when you're transitioning from what has turned into captivity, mm-hmm. to what's turned into freedom, there's going to be a battle.
Right.
The battle is, you know, but with the Redcoats, for example, you know, with the British, there was a battle with Americans who said, we want to go the way that we celebrate today.
Mm-hmm.
That came because there was a battle,
right?
You know, and in that, you know, we, if you don't want to go through the battle, you'll stay in captivity.
Right.
If you've been convinced that, you know, that it's just all, you know, like butter on sliced bread, mm-hmm. it's just smooth like that. You know, but Jesus said this. He says, the kingdom of God, from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and it's forceful men that lay hold on it. You know, people will begin to use God's word in a way that makes it seem like what Jesus is doing is wrong. I mean, they spoke against Jesus as if what he was doing was wrong. But he's God. I mean, think about this. They looked Jesus, which was God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
They looked Jesus square in his eye. The people that day, of the religious that day, the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked Jesus square in his eye. God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they called him Satan.
Right.
You know what they're worried about? They were worried about their own kingdoms. They were jealous of his fruitfulness.
Right.
They envied what was going on. And Jesus is like, we're all in the same family. I mean, isn't there just one king and one kingdom? Mm-hmm. Isn't it the church of Galatia, the church of Ephesus, the church of, Jersey, the church of Texas, the church of, you know, Georgia, the church of Florida, mm-hmm. the church of Denver. I mean, that's how he sees it, by the way,
mm-hmm.
despite what men's turned it into. It's a regional thing because we're one body.
Right.
You know, we have different expressions, but we're still each other. We're brothers and we're sisters in the Lord. And that, you know, Daddy wants us all to focus on his son's kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they actually looked Jesus square in the eye when there was a transition between, you know, 400 years of silence, moving out of the old covenant, moving into the new covenant. They tried to kill him at first, and they eventually did by God's choice at that point that he let it happen. They beat him. They lied about him. They tried to do him in. They spread words all over the communities trying to say negative things about him. And it just actually made it more popular. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes the best thing that can happen to those who are walking for God is for the Pharisees to rise up and start pointing out things like, okay, let's rock and roll. This is it, man. This mm-hmm. is it. Let's do it.
Right.
Because they all started flocking to Jesus, and they realized, oh my goodness, it's the real thing. It's the real thing, you know. And so, you know, with that, there's a battle and there's a struggle that happened to bring this land to pass. And when for example, the Presbyterian Church, the Presbyterians, you know, before there was Presbyterians, there was a powerful move of God and revival, and they would not let them in. When God started moving, they wouldn't even let them in the church. They wouldn't even let them in the building. So they had to go meet in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't that strange back then, but today it would really be strange, because they had to find a place to meet. And the power of God was so strong on these people at that time that the women, their hair was really long, that they would, their you know how you take a whip and you go pop, pop. that the power of God was on these women, and it was so strong on them, they literally would just lean forward and jump, and they would come back in the power of God. And we know how that is, right?
Yeah.
And their hair would just like pop, you know, like that. Wow. It would just pop. And there was they called it whip or something like that at that time. But that was how the Presbyterian Church was birthed.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
But look how things progressed. You know, so it's everything. You know, everything's going to begin for the fact that we're in it, men are in it, you know, it's going to come to a place of just kind of stagnation. Uh-huh. And so God always begins to do a new thing. It doesn't mean that the Presbyterians are not of God. It means, no, they're of God. They're of God. They're you know, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you'll find out we get set in our ways and we get kind of stuck and we get it all figured out, you know. And so there was a battle. They made them, they forced them to find some other place to meet other than inside the buildings. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every time God begins to do something, you know, those who reside in any kind of containment area do not want it to happen. It's not only containing that which is in there, but they're containing other things outside of it. That's what I know that Johnny Foote, you know, talks about and others talk about, you know, that a lot of people, you know, expressions don't want prophets to come around.
Right.
Because they'll actually bring up something that God's saying. It's like, you're going to mess my plans up. If you come in here, you're going to mess my plans up. And so I want to encourage you. I just really sense in my spirit that the hope for America today, the hope for America today is the church. The church, I believe, is a byproduct. America, I believe, is a byproduct of the church. Yeah, we need to do what's right. We need to stand up for right candidates that we prayed about and we sought the Lord about. And we interviewed them ourselves and talked to them about. Yeah, that they stand with our values, but that's not going to save America. What's going to save America is, you know, for us to follow Jesus, mm-hmm. to follow him, mm-hmm. and be willing to go through the battle. If they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you.
That's right.
A student is not going to be treated any better than his teacher. I mean, don't do things to be hated, you know, and but understand that, you know, you can. This is the key, this is what he says. You know, we'll talk about this on a future program, but he says that he was hated without reason, without cause. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of hate. You know, if you're just loving Jesus and doing what he told you to do and loving people and leading others to love God, you know, and somebody's hating on you, mm-hmm. that's actually a treasure. That's a badge that you'll wear in heaven, mm-hmm. that you continued on even when those that were held, you know, by a religious spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's what was said over by Chuck Pierce when he talked about America. He said there'll be a sign in Washington, D.C. Brianna was on. You got to go back and listen to the earthquake report on the highlights on VFN TV. I mean, VFN radio. He said there'll be a sign in Washington, D.C., and the sign represents, you know, a shaking because the church government is stuck and that it's held captive by a religious spirit. Mm-hmm. And we have to shift it. And a religious spirit of a lot of things you can say about it is, the biggest thing is that we think we got it all figured out. Mm-hmm. Do this, then this, then this, then this. Versus get thee up and go and I will show you. And then he tells us to do something like he told Abraham and we're ready to do what he said. But then he says, never mind, don't do that. It's like, you just have this fear of God. He goes, now I see you fear me, when he didn't kill Isaac.
Right.
Now I see you fear me. Now I'm going to give to you what I like. I thought you were going to give it to me back there. You know, and so I just want to encourage you that, you know, I just feel it in my spirit this morning to, you know, you got to say, am I willing to go through that battle? You know, and I sat down with my family, all my family members. I sat down with, you know, some of the leaders, all the leaders in our ministry. And I said, I want to go with Jesus. I want to do what he, wants us to do. I want to see people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, we're not looking into transfer growth from, you know, switching, you know, expressions. We, you know, there's lost. You know, if only 4% of the children in the world even know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that means 96% don't. Mm. You know, is that not enough to quit being religious,
right,
and start being relational and just in relationship? You don't give up order. You just got to relate to people. You can't say you're related. You actually got to love them, you know?
Right.
You got to spend time with them. And you find out that you can only do that with so many people. So you actually train them up to have relationships as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, family. What a concept. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so I want to encourage you. I knew that when we're taking the route that we're taking, that, you know, we're going to, you know, get the things that happen. But, you know, for me talking to you, it's worth it. I'm encouraging you. If we're encouraging you.
Right.
And you're being inspired to go after God. If you're beginning to abide, you know, we have people, you know, somebody just recently were signing up for an abiding plan, you know, and I won't say too much about it, but I'm very excited about that. That's encouraging to see people getting saved and seeing, you know, a Marine who was at the end of himself and thought it was all over, but he heard VFN radio and he cried out to God and God filled him. And now he's actually a believer and he's being discipled by somebody mm-hmm. in VFN family. We have people who thought they could never be used by God because the religious folk, they said, you have to be this way and you have to have a $2.3 million this. And this one's like, oh my goodness, I can't even balance my checkbook. How am I going to follow Jesus and serve him? Right. And so in that, you know, we're seeing people be confident after hearing the words of Jesus that they can serve God. They can be faithful in their generation. It's worth all that. It's worth all that. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth that. So if you're willing, and it's sort of like, I think about, you know, Tozer that we talked about, you know, A.W. Tozer, he says, you know, to something to the effect that I don't have it in front of me, you know, but to be right with God often means to be in trouble with men.
Right.
And that's what Jesus was. Jesus was right with the Father, and there was men that he was in trouble with. But listen to this. But there was a multitude
mm-hmm.
that was so thankful, and we're some of those.
Amen.
That he followed the Father.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Totally awesome. We'll be right back in just a minute. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.